The Country Hour's been going 75 years, keeping you in touch with all the important news, stories and people.
Evan Roberts is an ambitious rookie shearer who grew up in Adelaide and now lives in Jamestown in South Australia's mid-north. And she has some experience as a roustabout and wool classer, but admits to being just a little bit nervous when she first gave shearing a go.
I was scared of doing the rams because they are bigger and I see boys like get thrown around really bad by some of them, and that's a real big deterrent to not want to do it. And then I've had sheep kick a handpiece out of my hand and go down the board with three shearers, and then I think, like, what happens if that's a ram and that's me and that's someone else that could get hurt? And so for a little while there, I hadn't done it. I would just help the boys, like, help hold the heads and help take the wool away and do that stuff. But I got to another shed and I spoke to the farmer and said I'd like to give it a go. And he said, no, that would be really good. He'd support me doing that because he really supported having a female shearer in the shed as well. And so he helped me. He stood on the stand with me. And if I was uncomfortable at all, he was there to sort of give me a bit of guidance. But I actually managed to drag and drop three whole merino rams on my own that were huge, and I shore them all by myself without any help or any guidance or anything like that. I managed to do seven merino rams all up with a little bit of help, and I got three crossbred black suffix rams out. One of them did kick me in the face, and those things have a foot on them like a horse. That's why it's scary, because I'm 50 kilos, they're 130 kilos. A big ewe can throw me around, a big ram can throw me off the board. I was chuffed. I was so chuffed with myself. I didn't just do one. Like, I thought by the time the boys had got them done, I would have maybe two, three rams out. But I had seven out. And then I even got in there and I did the crossbreds, which I didn't have to do. They told me if I didn't want to do them, it's like they're a bit more dangerous. But I did them. I had to shear them a bit differently. Mike had to help me. He held the head down and I just body shore them. So I body shore one side, basically did a long blow the whole way. And then we turned it around and we did that same on the other side and then let them out. So I still did them, but we didn't hold them like a normal ram or a normal sheep, how you would.
The Country Hour, Australia's longest running radio show. 75 years and still going strong.